Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Justin Young. We are the co-owners of Crafters Haven.
Okay.
Located inside Mini Green Havens in Fort McMurray.
Okay. And what's Crafters Havens all about?
Crafters Haven, well, if you've seen the upstairs loft in our house, you'd understand it's a Crafters Haven.
Okay.
The crafting supplies, tools, it's just an organized chaos up there.
I love it. And what do you guys make?
Anything and everything. We dabble in all kinds of good stuff. Custom shirts, sweaters. Most recently, we have our candle line. So everything is soy, biodegradable, pet-friendly candles. We have bows for children. We have stickers, custom card charms. Basically, if you can think about it, myself or my fiance can make it.
Cool. And how long have you guys been doing this for?
Just over a year now. Kind of came up with the concept because she wanted to distinguish her name as a business as opposed to her personal name. So she decided to go with Crafters Haven because we were always talking about the organized chaos in our house.
Okay, cool. And so are you a crafter by nature?
I am not.
Okay.
I am terrible at crafting.
Right.
But I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning lots of new skills, and that's kind of a real good time in our relationship is we support each other, and she teaches me new things. And I've always been interested by crafting and learning to do more crafting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a cool opportunity for me because she's very passionate about it, and it's become a hobby that we share now.
That's awesome, man. So you're located here. Is there any other places that you can find your guys' products?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Crafters Haven. We have the ability to do custom orders.
Okay.
So if there's something that you're looking for that you don't necessarily find anywhere else, or that you know, you can't get in a timely manner, that we can provide for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd like to see support local businesses before going elsewhere, but understandably, sometimes people are busy.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. And how long have you guys been in the community for?
So I've been in the community since 2013. Just January was 11 years for me.
Okay.
And so I've seen a wide range of things happen in the region. I've seen the expansion. I've been here for the fires, the flood. It's been an interesting time. She's joined the community in 2020.
Okay.
So a little bit newer for her, just after the flood.
Right.
But we've called Fort McMurray home for some time now.
Nice. And you and your downtime, what do you get up to?
For me personally, I am a member of the Bearded Villains Alberta chapter.
Okay.
You previously talked with one of my brothers, Jeremy.
I was just going to say, at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have the same barber.
Yeah, nice. So. There you go. Yeah. Allie, thick with barbershop.
Shout out. We met and then just kind of talked about what the Bearded Villains were. Mm-hmm. And went from there. So that's taking up my downtime, talking to my brothers, staying in contact. Mm-hmm. And then together, we like exploring photography, just kind of doing our thing. I like gaming. She likes crafting. Mm-hmm. We enjoy a lot of the same Netflix series. So we do that.
Yeah.
We're kind of homebodies. So we complement each other very well in that regard.
Yeah, fair enough. What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Right now? Most recently, I was watching... I have... oh my God, Bumpy Johnson. The Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
So...
tell me, like, I love Peaky Blinders. It's one of, like, episode... the finale of season 2, I think, is the best... network, television, anything, like the last 10 minutes of season 2's finale to me is just like, and I love TV, so I'm big on Peaky Blinders.
Yep.
I've been seeing a lot of this Bumpy Johnson thing with Lawrence Fishburne is the guy who plays Bumpy, correct?
Yes.
What platform are you watching that? Is that on Netflix now?
It is. No, sorry. I lied.
Which one is it on?
It's on Prime.
Oh, I got Prime. Okay. Yeah. So, how many seasons is that?
There's a few. I just started.
Okay.
So, I'm only in season 1 right now.
And what's your review on it?
Oh, it's such good TV. It's mid-90s. Mm-hmm. The series starts when Bumpy Johnson just comes out of prison.
Okay.
And he's an old, like, throwback OG. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people learn quickly who to cross paths with and who not to. And he's one of the ones you don't cross paths with.
It's one of those things, like, I love the movie with Denzel. It's like, and the soundtrack from Jay-Z is amazing.
Oh.
And so I keep seeing clips of this new show. And then initially I was like, I'm not watching it because could it live up to the movie?
Absolutely.
I keep seeing clips and, like, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, it goes, I kind of struggled with that with a few of the series I've watched as well.
Right.
You see the movie and you're like, can this live up?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. 110%, it lives up because it fills in a lot of those gaps and voids.
Okay.
And it was amazing. Like, yeah. Jack Reacher was another one. I don't know if you watched the Jack Reacher series.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. And then, like, I watched the movie with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then they re-casted Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have picked a better person.
Facts. I was nervous. Like, one of those things, like, I try not to look at the series of this, like, the spinoffs of the movies, because Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise, like, amazing.
It was.
But this guy got me to watch a few of the episodes, and I, like, yeah, it's a good one.
It's definitely a good one.
That's cool. And, like, same thing with, like, this American Gangster one. Like, I'm really, when I was younger, into, like, black culture and what was taking place in America at the time and in Africa, and nonetheless, but there's a lot of, like, Malcolm X shows up on it, and, like, I think Muhammad Ali has a little bit of a story arc in it, so it seems like something, like, that's right up my alley to watch.
It's amazing because they casted someone for Malcolm X, and him and Bumpy have a really good relationship in the movie, or in the series, sorry, and it was awesome.
That's cool. I'm excited to watch it. So, what kind of bike do you drive, or ride, not drive, what kind of bike?
A pedal bike.
You're not on a motorcycle?
I don't ride a motorcycle.
Really?
I'm not allowed to have one. My fiance would kill me.
Oh, but you have.
I'm way too irresponsible.
Okay, very interesting. So what kind of pedal bike do you have?
Just a mountain bike, something I take around the neighborhood with my kid. But no, I'm a car guy.
Okay, what do you got?
Right now, actually, we just bought a brand new 2024 Ford Escape.
Okay.
Hybrid, first hybrid.
How long have you had it for?
Coming up on 2 weeks.
Okay, so you don't know how that economy or the fuel economy is really going for you yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going amazing.
Yeah?
I've put $40 in the tank in 2 weeks.
That's nuts.
It's incredible. I'm getting like almost 1,000 kilometers of range to a tank.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
It does.
My father-in-law has a Toyota Highlander that's a hybrid. This guy never fills that thing up. He's in Edmonton, right?
Yeah.
So he hardly ever goes above 60 kilometers based on where he is. And he's just like, Elliot, I can go months without filling this thing up.
I would be very confident to say I can go a full month without filling that thing up.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. So you've been here for a very long time now in Fort McMurray.
I have.
Why do you call Fort McMurray home? Why do you continue to want to like put your roots down here?
That's a loaded question. First of all, the people. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, the people. The people make this region. It's a great place to call home. I'm blessed for the opportunities it's provided me. I left home 11 years ago with very little. I came up with a couple of suitcases and a couple of totes and pretty much packed my life and left the East Coast and came over here. In 11 years, I built my own identity. I've had my son. I've met my fiance. We got engaged. We just traveled back to Newfoundland. It was my first time going home in 11 years since I've been here.
Okay.
So we went home and I thought, what greater time to get engaged? So we got engaged on the beach in Newfoundland.
Nice. What part of Newfoundland?
So I'm from Stephenville. She's from Lewisport.
Oh, you both are from the East Coast?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So it makes visiting family much easier.
Yeah, especially like you're both close to the same area.
Oh, yeah, within a four-hour drive. Yeah, so yeah. No different than driving to Edmonton for a long weekend.
Yeah, because like if you're in Stephenville, like if she's from like St. John's, my Lord, get ready for a drive.
It's about 8 hours, so driving to Calgary.
Yeah, I've done it many times. It's a beautiful drive, but I don't want to do it too often if I don't have to.
No, especially, you know, it's not a full twinned highway yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of passing lanes.
Yeah.
But not fully twinned, which is hopefully something they'll look at in the future. Mm-hmm. But no, it was great. We spent 3 weeks in Newfoundland, welcomed our niece. So that kept us busy.
Yeah. And was it the same as when you left? Like, what did you feel when you're going back with different eyes, right?
I am. So it was so bizarre to meet my sisters as adults. Mm. They were only kids when I left. I haven't seen my family since I left.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was really bizarre. And this is going to sound like the biggest oxymoron you've ever heard, mm-hmm. but nothing's changed, but everything is different. Does that make sense?
Yeah. 100%.
You go home after so long and it's like, nothing's changed, but everything is different. Like, the buildings are still there, they're just different color. Mm-hmm. Things have been renovated and changed in small little ways that you can tell this is not the same.
Yeah.
But it's like it's stuck in time.
Yeah.
It's endearing little town. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you'd find in the Canmore or Camrose or like those little smaller towns.
Yeah.
It's just like they're stuck in time where nothing substantial changes,
right.
but everything is different.
Mm-hmm. The vibe of East Coast now, because I used to go there all the time in my 20s for work. Like, I lived half of my year in Fort McMurray, the other half in the East Coast for like 2 years. So like I spent a lot of time in the East Coast. And I've recently started going back again to visit friends, families, weddings and stuff happens.
So oh, yeah.
I've been going recreationally back to the East Coast now. And like you said, like, it's exactly the same, but like the people look different. The conversations are different.
Sure.
Like the colors are different. It's the same, but it's different. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's interesting meeting your family years later. Like, I lived obviously with my brother and sister in the same house growing up, but we didn't get close until we moved out and started being adults and hanging out. So like, I could imagine after an 11-year break to physically be in the same room again, it was like, wow, this is wild, because you look different, for God's sakes.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Like, they were kids, elementary kids when I left.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like full-grown adults. They've got boyfriends and they're doing their own thing and they're independent women, and it's like, wow.
I can only imagine you meeting the boyfriends. You're like, you're a dude. They must have been like, uh-oh, big brother's back.
No, honestly, it's kind of a blessing and a curse all at the same time, because mm-hmm. my sisters have good boyfriends. They're nice guys.
Yeah.
But like in the same sense, it's like they know to treat my sisters right. And mm-hmm. my sisters are good women. They were raised by my mom. I can't say enough good about my mom.
Mm-hmm. She raised.
We love moms here.
Yeah. So like, my mom is an amazing woman. She had a rough start to life, and then she had me, and shortly after met my dad. Mm-hmm. And I say met my dad because for all intents and purposes, my dad is her husband.
Yeah.
He's legally adopted me now. Nice. Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But he's been with my mom since I've been six.
Yeah.
And same thing, like going back to see him after years apart, and it was like, it was so awesome.
That's sweet, man. Hopefully they can come out here and visit you, see all the cool stuff you're doing here.
My mom can't wait to come here. My mom's been interested to come here since at least the fires. She's like, I just want to see it, and I want to experience it. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling her, like, she needs to come, but I know my mom doesn't like it too hot, so it kind of seems like this would be a fitting year for it.
Yep.
But she also doesn't like it too cold, because when I call her and I'm like, yeah, it's minus 45, she's like, you know what? I don't like the heat, but that's a little too cold.
That's right. Facts. Well, listen, man, unfortunately, Tanner's tapping his watch. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, shameless shout out. First and foremost, go back to our boy Ali and Mo over at Thickwood Barbershop. Those guys are amazing. Natasha for inviting us in here, this wonderful establishment, Mini Green Havens. I can't say enough good about it. And the vibes, the people, the atmosphere, the support for the community, just amazing.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.
Hi, everyone. It's Kerry with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.